call it order, the Board of Works for August the 10th. First up is approval of the July 27th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Steve Beaman up first.
Good afternoon, Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. We've gone on our weekends at the pool. Starting this past weekend, we will go till September the 6th. Saturday, we had a decent crowd. Sunday was kind of small. We'll see how that plays out over the next 4 weeks. For the season, we had about 27,000 come through. We were open out of a total of 70 days up to date. We had 63 that were open. We lost 7 through weather. So we're averaging about 425, roughly, a day. From the standpoint of success, we thought it went really well. Had a lot of people from across the county, across southern Indiana, Illinois, that will come. We had a family from West Terre Haute came. So, real excited about that. Yesterday with the senior games, the horseshoes, bike was at Greg Park. Went really well. Yeah. I think the bicycle race, they had 12 entrants. Horseshoes, they had 10. I think that goes on to the end of this weekend through VU Generations. Tuesday night, we had the kids' night out. I'm sure Dusty will speak on that. We couldn't use a pool for a fortunate incident, but we used the open shelter house and had a large crowd. This coming weekend is the Hoosier Cruisers as third weekend in August, as we always have. Saturday night, they'll be driving around in the parade. Like they do, they go to all the nursing homes. I think that starts at 5 at Greg Park, and they'll wind back up down at the pavilion. And then Sunday at noon is when the cruising starts. You can start bringing vehicles out at 8 o'clock, and that's a nice event.
Next is Chief Lucan.
Dusty Lucan, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently looking at about 7,200 calls. So far for this year, Steve talked a little bit about National Night Out. That was a big night for us on Tuesday, and we appreciate Park and Rec working with us there. We were able to quickly move a large activity, and it worked out well for us. We had several hundred people out, and we were able to give away a lot of nice things, and definitely was a good community policing event. We are also currently in promotional testing at the police department, and we recently completed the oral interview part of that with the merit board. Still to go yet. The written test will be coming up in the next month or so, and just to kind of remind you on that, the promotional lists are good for 2 years, and so officers who want to test for rank advancement, we go through a process where they take your a percentage of your years of service, an oral interview, a written test, and your performance evaluations that are given throughout those 2 years, and you're ranked on a listing to promote to the next rank. So we are right in the middle of that. I would also report that on Tuesday, we had our department-wide meeting. The same day as National Night Out, and the department's representative for the merit board was up. We did meet on that day, and Brad Dale was again nominated and unopposed for the position. So Brad is our representative for the department on the merit commission. School's back in session. I guess I would touch on that. Our guys are definitely out in force, keeping an eye on the speed and safety around the schools. We are back into the swing of the officers are in every one of the schools on both day and evening shift throughout the day at different times. So we are excited about that, and I think that's about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next is Bryce.
We received three quotes on tractors, a $69,500 from Alliance Tractors, $68,268 from Oregon Battery, and $62,600 from Adams Meyer. Probably look over the specs some more, but most likely we'll go for the least expensive.
Just so you guys know, this is a line item in his budget.
It's coming out of, yeah, something.
Those are all local bids, too.
Yeah, also, we're going to, street department, we're going to come up from some, we did this about 6 years ago, but I think it needs to be done. We're going to come up with some specs for banners that we hang. We're getting to some of them are poor design, you know, either size, materials, design, it saves us from going out the next day and taking it back down after the winter. We'll be coming up with that. We'll come up with that next.
Okay. Okay. Price. City engineer. Spread.
We had the August letting out of NDOT, and the Heritage Trail was on that letting, and didn't turn out the way we had hoped. We only had one bidder on the project, and they were more than 15% over the engineer's estimate, so it's considered not awardable. We're going back to the drawing board now and value engineering out some items, replacing different materials, trying to make it more, two things, to make it less expensive and also to entice more bidders.
Which project is this, John?
The Heritage Trail, Riverwalk.
Oh, Heritage Trail, I'm sorry, okay.
So I'm working through that right now. We have traffic switched over on 2nd Street, and we started demolition on the west side of the road. It's going along pretty quick. This half of the road, the east half we did in quarters, but this half is all going to be done at one time. So they're going to do all the demo from main to heart, all the subgrade, and then all the curb, and then all the paving. So it's going to be done in bigger chunks. The 6th Street and Hart Street CSX crossings are complete. They are better, okay. Especially that 6th Street crossing. It's a lot smoother. Spent some time out there with the paving subcontractor to make sure that we got those grades worked out. So, yeah.
Good. 6 months on the bridge.
I have nothing to do with that.
That is NDOT.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First one's not
going to be
here.
Moved to next week.
Yeah,
next
is annual Knox County Chili Cook-Off event and street band.
Good timing, Shelly. You just, you know, walk in and there you are.
I believe that you have a letter in your packet. The 25th annual Knox County Chili Cook-Off will be held on Saturday, September 19th. And we request the following street closures. Patrick Henry between 1st and 2nd Street, and 1st Street between Patrick Henry and Market Street from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday. It's usually not 5. We take the roadblocks down and put them up in the grass when we're finished about 4 usually. And then Patrick Henry and Market Street between 1st and 2nd Streets, 1st Street between Patrick Henry and Main Street. So just that square there. And then we request that our street banner be hung up on College Avenue 2 weeks prior to the event, and Dan's at that place available, and I've provided him with insurance.
So
it's approved.
4th through the 20th, okay.
And we are soliciting cooks and judges, if you all are interested.
So we will make a motion to approve the street closings as described in the letter for September 9th. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
We close Patrick Henry and Market.
We'll have to use culverts and the.
Okay.
The what?
You're saying the one ways and.
By closing that there.
Well, we don't. But we don't close Main.
Main's one way.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll have to keep culverts and open for.
Oh, okay.
Traffic that comes down first towards Main.
Well, the swim team, have they come for their street closures for their run? Don't they use Culvertson?
Is that going on the same day?
Yes.
But is there a run like first thing in the morning?
Yes. The run, I believe, starts at 8.
But if we keep Main open, that won't compromise what you're doing?
She's not closing Main.
No, we're not closing.
Not closing Main, okay.
But when you come down First Street, if you close Market, there's no way to.
Well, should we close it down at Bussaran then?
Still, Second Street's closed. You can't get back to Second.
Basically, we have to close First at Park.
Yes.
And we can, with time, we can get additional signage in that area.
We'll just have to move traffic up back Culbertson into.
So why don't we make a recommendation that we'll work with the CTB and the engineer's office on a plan to route traffic and allow for the festival to reach its maximum potential. Okay. All right. So I make a motion that we approve a plan to be determined by the CTB and the engineer's office to allow for the 25th annual Knox County Chili Cook-Off on September 19th, and also the hanging of a banner on Dan, where is that, on Hart Street or?
College.
College, from September 4th through the 20th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
So CTB or
CBTB?
CBB.
VTB, Visitors and Tourism Bureau.
VTB.
VTB, but it's not corrected on this letter. VTB, yes.
Next is Christian Campus Fellowship Open House.
Hi, I'm Wayne Tillman, and I'm wearing my Christian Campus Fellowship hat tonight. My street closure won't be quite as complex, I hope. The evening of August 23rd, we'd request to close the 100 block of Lindale. We do a back-to-school for VU students and set up stuff in the street and the parking lot and entertain kids.
I like it. Okay. We will make a motion to close the 100 block of East Lindale on August 23rd from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. for the Christian Campus Fellowship back-to-school event.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome to come eat hot dogs.
All right. Sounds good.
Next is Pavilion Rental for Amanda Leonard, and I do not see her.
Trouble in Paradise. Me?
I guess. I didn't know she was renting the pavilion.
Do we have a side? You haven't got the paperwork yet. Okay, so we'll table it until she makes it. This is probably a 2016 event anyway, I'd be mine.
No.
Oh, what's that?
October 17th.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Table?
Table.
Yes. Main Street parking has been removed from the agenda. Next is Second Street parking, Vincent's Beauty College. I'll speak to this matter.
Okay.
With all the construction downtown, it's making it tough for their elderly patrons to visit them and find proper parking, handicap parking, and they are requesting that we make a couple handicap temporary spots there on Second next to their building to make it easier for their elderly clients to get in and out.
Having spent many years driving my dear beloved mother-in-law to that location, I can certainly respect and understand that.
You're saying you can do that for all of the elderly?
I'm a Uber, what do you call it, Uber? Yeah. Maybe that could be my retirement job.
Uber driving.
I just drive again. Special rates. Okay, I'll make a motion that we create some temporary spots on Second Street next to the Vincent's Beauty College to allow for. We're just going to reserve those, or we're going to designate that signage for older.
We'll put up temporary signage for handicap parking.
It'll be handicapped. Okay,
yes, it's handicapped. Okay, parking,
all right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next is USO Show Street banners in George Rogers Clark Memorial Park. Thank you, Dukeman.
Yeah, first of all, we need to make note that this is not a function of the park. This is the Historical and Antiquarian Society, of which I am a member of, and I'm speaking on their behalf, so without the uniform tonight.
Oh, boy. Ignore the badge.
Ignore the badge. Didn't want to come without it, so take it off, be a little awkward. We're a little late getting started this year. Our organization has gone through a little bit of reorganization, but our annual Vincent Stage Door Canteen USO show, we'd like to hang banners up again this year. I've worked with Dan. We normally put those up a little earlier, but we'll put them up on two locations, beginning August 31st through September 7th on 2nd Street, and then August 31st through September 3rd on College Avenue. They've been updated. I will take care of getting them to the street department, picking them up and all that.
And Frank, your event is this year was separate from the World War II?
It is. It'll be September 12th at Green Activity Center.
And their event is Labor Day?
Labor Day weekend, 5th and 6th of September.
Okay.
We will be there. We will have a presence, but not our event.
Okay. So we'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of a banner from Monday, August 31st through Monday, September 7th on 2nd Street, and same date, start date, and through Thursday, September 3rd on College Avenue for the USO Stage Door Canteen.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Great, thanks, Frank.
Last is short-term parking request, Terry Jones.
Terry Jones from PFections, and I have come tonight to ask you if there is any way possible that we could have a 10-minute restaurant parking sign on Main Street. It would be where the Old Time Diner is at. There's a yellow line that comes up. It's the next parking spot going towards 3rd Street on the left-hand side of the street.
Okay.
We have talked with Old Time Diner, we've talked with the Art Gallery, and we've talked with Doug Halter at Halter Tree Service, and they are all in favor of it. Just something that says 10-minute restaurant parking. That way they can, for to-goes, the diner would, you know, go from it, PFections could go from it. I'm asking your permission if we could have something like that put in place.
So the idea is for carryout?
Right.
Right, okay.
Right, the diner does a lot of carryout. We do a lot of carryout.
Okay.
There's no parking anymore, and especially since Galleria is closed now, you can't cut through, so that the parking lot in the back, they can't even use that one anymore.
I'm going to recommend that we table this, and not that I do not trust you. I want to talk to those merchants myself.
Absolutely.
It seems like every time we do something downtown, and we're told by downtown merchants are in agreement with this, just like the sidewalk sales, we close the streets, and the next thing I heard was call after call, how can you close the streets? When it was my understanding that the downtown merchants were in favor of this.
Right.
So I'm going to recommend we table this, and then I'll talk to the merchants and see how everybody feels about it.
Yeah, the only ones that I have talked to.
We wouldn't necessarily have to wait until the next meeting. We could make a decision between.
Like I say, the only ones that I have talked to is the diner, the art gallery, and Halter. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
Dave.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's actually what I was getting ready to say. So okay. So. I'll make a motion that we vote in favor of this action pending the mayor's confirmation and clarification with other merchants in the downtown area. That way we wouldn't have to meet again. Is that right?
That's fine.
Dave, you're okay with it? Both Daves are okay? Okay, yeah.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Mayor, excuse me. He said that was his idea on that, but I have an idea. I was just down there today, not to the restaurant, but there to the alley next to Walks. It's already marked no parking. It has yellow on both sides of the curb for that alley. Maybe you can convert that one space, parking space there, parallel to the alley opening and use it for your restaurant. Nobody gets hurt.
We used to use the alley there to pull in the alley, but since
oh, even though it's yellow there on both of those.
Good to
know. All right. If nothing else, we are adjourned. No, we aren't adjourned.
Sorry, Ruby, did you have something?
Did you have something?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ruby. I think not the other one. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
Okay. Next is Clark's Crossing Parking. Ruby DeBrun. Come in my office the other morning.
I wasn't one.
Okay. That was written in on our agenda. We didn't have it.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm Ruby DeVries with Clark's Crossing, and we've had a problem with the parking along Perry Street between 6th and 7th Street.
Right.
With the church. They put up signs. We were not notified of the signs. Then, when Terry Johnson came out with three other people for our national night out thing that we had going on at our building, he looked at the signs, said that they were illegal, they were on Duke utility poles, and since then he said that he has talked to you, told our building manager that, and we had three residents come in and talk to the mayor, and the mayor had said that they will be coming down, but then on Sunday morning, why they did it, some residents decided to picket the church.
I'm sorry.
I know, it's funny.
Shouldn't laugh at that, yeah.
And so they stood out there, or sat out there, and made sure nobody from the church parked on our side of the street.
Okay.
They even called the police department, who told them they could not do anything about church parking there. So we just want to make sure that it goes through legal channels. The church goes through legal channels if they want to pursue this. We have no objection to it.
Right.
The only question is why they want to go to 112.
Okay.
And that they do it all legally. And then the other problem we have is, I've talked to your assistant before about this. We have problems with our residents coming across 6th Street.
Right.
The only time it's not busy is Sunday morning, church hours. And I've even had three times almost crossing 6th Street myself. Sometimes I have to use my cane and cars speeding up to try to hit you. Other residents said this too, they like to scare us. And we have people that are in wheelchairs, scooters, and on walkers or with canes. And the way they have landscaped our parking lot, it's in the middle between the grassy areas, which means they're going to have to walk a half a block.
Right. So do we have a crossing in the middle there or not?
No, but we've got crossing at both corners. And the reason they have it, that's all going to be repainted when 6th Street's repaved here and...
Yes, we're asking, we're asking if you can't put one in the middle, too.
I don't know that we can put one in the middle of the street like that.
Because that is a...
be a mid-block crosswalk, the guys are just highly discouraged.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're also wondering if you could put a sign in the block previous each way.
Yes.
Caution.
Yeah, we could do that.
And if there's any way possible, like out at Gregg Park, flashing light... Possible.
We had one at Gregg Park, but
yeah, there's a flashing light there.
Okay.
Oh, that one. Well, there's a big yellow sign there. It's not flashing, is it?
Well, someone told me there was a flashing light.
No, I think there's one the school corporation put in, maybe on 2nd Street.
Yeah.
Okay. But we need to draw attention that cars will slow down so that we can get across the street.
Okay. And I did meet with three. I met with the three ladies from your building.
Yes, you met with three
ladies. And told them that
ladies.
I would meet with Mr. Luke King and discuss the signage and things to see if we can get something done there.
So we're not going to take any formal action tonight. We'll take this under consideration. The mayor will work with the chief and with the street department and see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay.
And
great.
We're going to be putting the crossings.
And the paving will be done here in a couple, 2-3 weeks.
4 weeks.
We'll redo all the striping, and those crosswalks will be restriped. And you'll get the signings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Q.
Okay.
Chief, did you have anything else on that you wanted to?
The only thing I would say is maybe that it may do everybody prudence to maybe we can look at what the ordinance is
on those blocks from previous.
Uh-huh.
I do believe in years past it was no parking on those blocks anyways, and I don't know that we ever changed it to allow parking there.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I think the best thing there would be if everybody can be good neighbors between each other there and get something worked out, which I don't think should be a problem.
Right.
I did hear some complaints. Ruby mentioned after the National Night Out, my assistant chief told me that he had several of the tenants there that approached him. I have also spoke with a representative of the church in the past about it, my dad, and he told me that he had spoke from early on, the church had spoke with Mr. Mizak, and that you know, that there was an agreement when they signed for their apartments that they agreed not to park on the roadway there because they had parking, which that's neither here nor there. From the law enforcement perspective, we would just, for our action either way, we would want to look at what the ordinance says and what the city decides is fairest and for all parties there.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Chief. Thanks, Mr. King. Okay, sure. You want to get there before?
Sonny Pink, Staff Fire Chief. I also have a concern. Our 5-inch main hookup to the sprinkler system for that building is on Perry Street. There's any way that there could be one parking place or a small area yellowed or, you know, whatever we could do right there, but our main hookup is on Perry Street side. We hook right into that building.
Oh, okay.
If we have cars continuous through there, that makes it very, very difficult for us, especially with that size line that we have to use to hook up to the building.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Sonny.
If I could speak, Jim Luking, St. James Episcopal Church. We've had all kind of problems, and on June 22nd, I come before the Board of Works and ask for a special exception on parking on the west side, which is on the side of the building that the signs were put up on. That was passed and approved. Now, the street department put the two signs on telephone poles. Now, being a past police officer, I know that's technically in violation of, you're not allowed to put any kind of signs on the utility poles. I didn't care. The signs went up the next day as the Board of Works approved it. We've had so much problems with parking. This past Sunday, we had a big congregation because we was having three people baptized. When we got there, prior to getting there, minister called and said, hey, we got a problem. We don't have any place to park. And the people of the housing there had taken every parking place in front of that building. There was a car with a plate from Florida there. This young man, I say young man, he said his mother lived there and he was a spokesperson for them. He was very rude. He was calling out loud across the street to the minister saying, be a Christian, and so forth. You know, they told me personally, well, you can go park on that parking lot. A lot of our people parked out on the street. Now, I was told today that whenever they had the prom down at the new building, that the people, some of the kids parked on that parking lot and they had their vehicles towed away. Now, Mr. Mizak, if that's...
Mizak.
Okay. I personally talked to him before they got all these people in there. And he told me their contract says that they will not park on the street. They have as much parking as Good Samaritan Hospital. They have that. I just went by coming up here. There's four vehicles on that lot. Four. You know, I tried to explain to them, our congregation is elderly too. We got people that walk with walkers, have to be helped. And we have 30 people. And whenever I came before the Board of Works, I asked one day, Sunday, from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. That's the time that we have our service, and we have no place to park. We had signs on the east side that said, church parking only from the alley to 6th Street. That only gives us about five vehicles.
Yeah, okay.
We got 30 people one day a week, and you gentlemen, I remember it like it was 10 minutes ago. You guys all agreed, you know. We're sure.
That's the problem.
Now,
that's what I was
these like. People, yesterday, that thing kept hollering. Well, the mayor said it's all illegal. You can't do it. It ain't supposed to, they wasn't supposed to be there. It's on the wrong side of the street. You're in violation because you have them on the poles.
Right.
Hey, I didn't put them on the poles, but they look good on the poles. Why cut holes in the concrete whenever you can put them the way they are? These people, they don't want to give one inch. They have handicapped parking behind it. One guy said, well, we got a lady that walks with a walker. There's no way she could walk that far. Hey, let her designate one spot back there for somebody that has to get off and go to that elevator, because the elevator's down on the first floor.
I think that whole back parking lot is handicapped.
They have. Yes. Yes, it is. But I'm talking about for drop-off or pickup. But you go over there. You go over there right now, that whole street, their side of the street has cars parked completely. And gentlemen, I know the people that live there, and there's some of them super jocks that's out running and so forth. And if anything's changed, I don't think it's fair to St. James. We tried to park on the Fort Knightley lot, and one of our people got a ticket for it.
Really? On Sunday?
They got a notice. Do not park here anymore. And she went and talked to the head person. They said that wouldn't happen again. But, you know, changed since, Mayor?
First place,
what's changed since June 22nd?
I didn't realize that we approved signs for Clark's Crossing side of the street. I think if, because I wouldn't call that east and west. I'd have called that north and south sides of Perry.
No, that's.
So we did
it's north and south. I don't know why this says west, because if I'd realized, I'll be honest, if I'd realized that we were putting signs on that side, we probably would not have approved it for that reason. Would have gave you your parking. I didn't know you had your parking on your side already. But what I'd really like to do is sit down with you and Mr. Mizak and the manager of this building and get something worked out.
I'm all in favor of that. I'm in favor of that. You know yourself, I talked to you several times, and you said you had talked to him, and he said he was going to take care of the matter.
I have talked to him, and now I want everybody to sit down.
But you guys have got to be neighbors, and so it's got to work out.
And have a discussion about.
Then you have more.
Now then. And as far as mounting them, I know Bryce said we mount them to poles, but I don't think that that's quite legal. But.
What's that?
I don't think it's legal for us to mount our signs to the utility poles. So if whatever works out, if the signs stay, we'll have to put poles up. But
yeah, we'll have to put poles up.
We'll pay for the posts. I told you we'd pay for the signs.
But I would just as soon all of us sit down together and discuss this and see if we can't work something out rather than have a fight over where signs are at and where they aren't and go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
Be sure and let me know when that meeting will be.
I'll blame me. You'll be invited.
And I'll be there.
Sure.
Mr. Luking is right. There are several people in the field. Very few, though. Five people out of 47 apartments that are upset with parking situation. Okay. And one of the ladies, one of the five, is from Florida. And her son was the ringleader yesterday of this whole fiasco. And he had no business being there. And I did report to GPAM, our
Mark manager.
Yes, thank you. And she was very appalled at what they did. They also did something else to the signs, which, in my opinion, I talked to Officer and she's upset about everything that's been going on. She's talked to those five residents, and she wants to resolve this problem. That's why she sent here tonight.
Good.
And we don't have anything against you, but those five.
I just think it's very sad when elderly people across the street can't give St. James 3 hours of parking so that they can go and worship, because we have no place to park.
Right.
There is no way that we can do. And it's sad. Whenever they moved in, we was just tickled to death. I'm on the board. We talked about having chili suppers and stuff and inviting them over, hoping that we'd get some of them.
Yeah.
But you know, I've seen this lady around, and I don't think she's part of that ringleader stuff. In fact, I'd be willing to bet money. But those ones that was out there yesterday, I was a policeman here in this town for 28 years. They ain't kidding me. I know who they are, where they've been, and how they act. It was pathetic.
All right.
I will say,
we will get a meeting set up. And
I will say I went out yesterday just to get demographics of age range,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but I didn't know it was a special service, so that age range is
right. Okay.
Thanks, Ruby.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your balanced approach.
Yes.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. So we are adjourned.